Welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 44, Counting Rows. On this show, I sometimes talk about Grace. She's my guardian angel, and Knit Spirit is sponsored by Earthfair, the best place to get beaded knitting supplies on the web. Check them out at earthfair.com. This week, I knit on BYOB, and frogged BYOB, and re-knit BYOB, and re-frogged BYOB. Repeat from star. I did a lot of knitting, I just made no progress. It's a simple pattern, so I think it just wants to be a fall project. I've switched back to socks and shawls for now. I'm also working on the multicolored hat for knitting step by step, and this is a really hard project for me because it is the last one planned for that podcast, though I think omitting cables is an oversight that I really should rectify. Cables used to scare me silly. I just don't want to say goodbye to the show. I've had too much fun, but it must be done, and I have some other projects in the works. I will tell you that if you're subscribed to that feed, don't drop it because I am going to be adding some bonus material after the show ends. I'm going to be covering things like the provisional cast on and the three needle bind off and things like that. So you are going to want to stay for those videos, but they're not going to be part of the main series. Right now I'm putting together a knit along for beginning lace knitters. This isn't designed to be the prettiest lace. It's designed to build skills. If you've never done lace before and you want a whole lot of hand holding and a project that progresses in difficulty, then this might be for you. If you are a lace knitter and you want to help with the hand holding, it would be really appreciated. It's going to start in the fall and details will be provided as we get closer to the start date. I am doing a short video on mirrored increases, make one left and make one right. That should be up in the Knitting Step by Step channel and on my YouTube page within the week. I'm working on a knitting book and on a novel, so a lot's going on right now. Oh, and I'm also working on a plying video. I know the spindle spinning video came out pretty dark, but enough people found it helpful that I'm finishing the single and I'm going to be doing the plying video pretty soon. So watch for that. That's also going to show up in the YouTube channel, but it's not going to show up on Knitting Step by Step. It is also going to be on my blog at kehinde.com/blog. A discussion came up a long time ago over on the Knitting Novices Yahoo group asking about how to count rows. Do you count the loops on your needle or not? And this came up around the same time as I was knitting about a million Harry Potter scarves. Okay, I only made 8 of them. And I was counting rows for color changes for that. So the whole discussion really stuck in my head. Now, common wisdom makes 3 claims. 1, that the cast on row is not a row. 2, that the row on your needles doesn't count. The stitches on your needle don't count as a row. And 3, that you count rows by counting the V's in stockinette or ridges in garter stitch. And a ridge equals 2 rows in garter stitch. I'd like to do a little experiment to see how this really holds up. Step 1. With any yarn in any color, cast on 10 stitches. My yarn will be black. Step 2. With a different color yarn, mine will be white, knit the row. Now, what do I know? Well, common wisdom tells me I've knit one row and it's white. What do I see? I count my V's and I see I've knit one row and it's black. That doesn't hold together too well, does it? I'd like to put forth that the cast on row is in fact a row. It consumes yarn, it adds length. In fact, if you use the knit on or long tail cast on, you're better off counting that as your first knit row in a pattern like stockinette to get a nicer edge. So you'd effectively then cast on and then purl back, and it does make it a little bit better. Otherwise, you get that little bit of a ridge going on. And this is really good for color blocks like those Harry Potter scarves, because if you don't count it as a row, you'll find that your first block is a snip longer than all of the rest. It's only really noticeable on a very bulky yarn. I'd also like to suggest for that kind of pattern that you call your bind off row a row. You're knitting the stitches, aren't you? I won't hold that as true for a sewn bind off, however, because there you aren't knitting the stitches. In any case, back to the black and white swatch. If you count the cast on row as a row, then we predict to see it as the first row. I cast on a row in black, I knit a row in white. I expect to see one black row and one white row. I see one black row. We're getting closer. But what about the white row? I'd also like to suggest that we count the stitches on the needle as a row, and now it all works. I cast on 10 black stitches. I expect to see one row of black. Where is it? It's on the needles. I knit one row white. I expect to see one black row and one white row. The black row is in V's. The white row is on the needles. Prediction matches experience. I want to point out to the newbies that patterns aren't written this way. So you'll see cast on X, then row 1. But if you see knit 7 rows blue, then 2 green, you'd better count the stitches on your needle or you'll end up with 8 blue rows and 3 green rows. And don't worry, I'm not going to change up how I write patterns to take this into consideration. I wholeheartedly appreciate the convenience and clarity of established conventions. I do, however, remain aware of this when I knit. I suggest staying aware of it for something like color block patterns, and it saved me 2 rows per 8-foot scarf. And I can assure you, once you're production knitting Harry Potter scarves for everyone on your Christmas list, it becomes, or at least every Harry Potter fan on your Christmas list, it becomes a joy to have an excuse to omit 2 rows. On the spirit side of things, Jane Liebeck on her blog, philangelist.wordpress.com, responded to my last 2 podcasts about the Messiah, and she had a lot of interesting material to add to the discussion. She comes at it from a Christian perspective, and she talks about what she calls the 4 phases that Christians go through. She says, first you have the Christian that's a la the Left Behind series. This is the Christian who realizes that there's problems in the world and wants Jesus to come to lay down the law, punish the evildoers, and set the record straight. And second, you have what she's calling the sophomore Christian. This is someone who is aware enough of the world and of themselves to realize that they too are broken and sinful. And this person is praying for Jesus to come and fix the world. The third level, or the third phase, is someone who looks around, sees that the world is broken, also sees, and I'm going to quote exactly, the hand of God at work in the world, transforming evil into good, and understands that frequently God uses us to minister to one another. As Teresa of Avila wrote, God has no hands now but yours, no voice but yours. I'm ending the quote now. So she's saying that the Christians in this level see what's wrong with the world and start taking an active step to fixing it. The fourth stage, she says, the fourth phase, is the level where Christians are so busy trying to fix the world that the work becomes the purpose in and of itself. And at this stage, and I'm going to quote because she's brilliant here, she says, quote, if Jesus did return, the fourth stage Christian would probably hand him a broom and say, you take that spot over there, unquote. And I highly, highly recommend that you go and read her blog because I really can't do the discussion justice. I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but the URL is http://philangelus, philangelus.wordpress.com/2008/07/31/phases-of-christian-awaiting-the-return. I know it's long. I'll link in the show notes. And I'm curious what you think about all of this. So please email me. Let me know. I'm at ivy@knitspirit.com, or you can find me on Ravelry as Kehinde, K-E-H-I-N-D-E, or just leave a comment up on the blog. That should wrap us up for this time. Until next week, be blessed and keep knitting.